Before North Carolina and the federal government began suing each other over House Bill 2, several residents filed their own federal lawsuit against the state, calling it discriminatory. One plaintiff is Hunter Schaefer, a transgender high school student from Raleigh. Her parents are Katie Schaefer and Pastor Max Schaefer. They shared their story with WUNC reporter Jess Clark. Hunter transitioned from male to female her freshman year of high school. But as Hunter explains, the change was a long time coming.
I've always had this persistent, need for femininity and, expressing that ever since I was, teeny tiny, toddler.
I would say age two, we'd show Hunter all the superheroes and he would want Catwoman or Hawk Girl. And I'm saying he because he was our oldest child and our son.
I remember going to pick Hunter up at fashion design camp and they had a fashion show the final night of camp, and Hunter came up to me the morning before the fashion show and said, "Dad, do you mind if I wear heels?" Inside, everything in me was going, no, no, no. It was that resistant part, but outside, I said, yes.
I came out as gay to my parents in middle school and a gay boy at this time.
We were going to love our kid no matter what. Everybody was on board, but it didn't move forward from there. I just didn't understand why it was still so difficult to buy clothing. If I took Hunter to the mall, I didn't understand if Hunter, is a gay male, why can't you walk into something like The Gap and buy some clothes? Why is this always an issue?
I was always trying to dress a little more androgynously. I tailored a lot of my jeans and took them in so that they were almost skin tight and tried to kind of wear bigger t-shirts to cover my upper body so that you couldn't really tell. It was about in seventh grade when I kind of came to terms with the idea that maybe I wasn't a boy. There were two or three occasions where I had brought it up with them, and the first two didn't go very well. It just kind of ended in tears and awkwardness.
I remember saying to Hunter, just because you're an artist and just because you like pretty things, that doesn't mean you're transgender. It doesn't mean you're a girl.
It became harder than Hunter being gay because I thought, this is not something that will just be who Hunter is on the inside and maybe expressed in relationships, but how Hunter even appears has the potential to change.
The third time, it was, later in the year, and I could, start seeing, peach fuzz on my upper lip.
The anxiety level in Hunter was so apparent.
It's mostly this feeling of just, dread and wrongness. Especially facial hair just terrified me. That was something that just did not resonate with me at all. And, I can't really, explain why. It just was.
You feel those cultural norms that you've been brought up in, and you feel a pressure against them. And then you have to wrestle within yourself, okay, am I going to bend to the cultural norms that I was raised with and have come before me? Or am I going to be honest about who my child is saying they are?
I remember there were lots of tears. It was kind of just this reality of we were going to have to let go of who we thought our kid was going to be. This was not going to be my son that was going to grow up and play lacrosse and be some rough and tumble. It wasn't going to happen. And not that there had been a lot of indication that's what it would be, but there were some things that had to be put away.
We met up with an endocrinologist,
Dr. Atkins at Duke. And Dr. Atkins showed us a study, actually, about trans kids, and particularly with the onset of puberty, the anxiety that is produced when you feel like your body's becoming someone that you are not. And so hormone blockers were a path to allow some time for Hunter to think through, is this really who I am?
You could look in hindsight, and everything was leading up to this moment, because I look back now and I think, how could I have not known Hunter was transgender? I knew, I just didn't know the word. It needed a name.
4 months after coming out to them, I had my first injection of hormone blockers, which was like a huge weight off my shoulders, because, you know, this pressing angst that like a puberty was approaching, and it was like the opposite of what I wanted. All of a sudden, like that wasn't there anymore. This is a poem that my dad gave me, and I thought it was really awesome, and like relative to like identity and whatnot.
It's like a 12th century Sufi poet, Hafiz, from a book called The Gift.
But it says, the small man builds cages for everyone, he knows. While the sage, who has to duck his head when the moon is low, keeps dropping keys all night long for the beautiful, rowdy prisoners.
That was high school student Hunter Schaefer and her parents Mac and Katie Schaefer. That story was produced by Jess Clark.